Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Erica wrote into the show today, wants to know if she's the jerk for borrowing a suitcase that got ruined and then giving it back ruined.
Yes. Oh, yes. You frustrating. Yes.
Hold on.
Big jerk.
Hold on. What if she didn't do it? What if she didn't destroy the suitcase? Hold on. Hear her out.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
Hear her out. She said, Allie and DZ, I took a trip to South Dakota a few months back and needed a big, hard-sided suitcase to use as a checked bag. All mine are soft and small, so my older brother graciously lent me an old one for the trip. You know, the molded plastic kind. We get it. The hard one with the four wheels.
The suitcase.
The rotating wheels. We got you. She said, when I got home, I noted there were plenty of scuff marks on its lightly gray exterior. And one of the plastic parts, one wheel was attached to, had a decent crack in it, but it functioned and it was the right size. I didn't need it to be pretty, so I used it.
Right.
Trip went great. After the flight home, I pick it up. The wheel where the crack had been had now completely split apart. And the whole wheel mechanism was hanging on by a thread where the plastic attached to the main bag, basically. She said it wasn't on the handle side, so I could still wheel the bag tipped on two good wheels.
Right. You've done it.
Just not standing up straight.
I could see it. I could just see it. Yes.
She said, I thought, no big deal. It was an old beat up bag. It technically can still be used. Maybe we can tape it or glue it.
Yep.
But then I returned it to my brother, and he was pretty upset and demanded I buy him a new one because it broke while it was, quote, in my care, unquote.
Oh, no.
I disagreed. Technically, the airline and the airports did it.
No.
And if he wanted it, he could get them to cover the damage. And I could try that, he said. I also offered to buy a secondhand one to replace it. I don't think it's fair I have to replace a beat-up one with a brand new one. He didn't like either of those options. I wouldn't budge. I don't have new suitcase money, and he makes pretty good money.
If y'all don't go to Ross. My bad. Oh, prejudging. Let's finish it
up. No, I always go to Ross.
You feel me?
So he did eventually buy himself a new one, but he's holding a grudge now. To be clear, I definitely would have replaced it with a secondhand bag. before returning it. But I don't think it's my fault. Mm. Am I the jerk for refusing to replace my brother's suitcase with a new one?
I hear why this is a dilemma.
Erica.
Erica.
So she took a kind of half-broken suitcase.
Right.
It totally broke, but she didn't break it. The airline
broke
it.
The airline broke it.
Which you should have just claimed it to the airline. You didn't.
I definitely
would have
claimed it, yes.
They didn't. And now he's saying, no, buy me a new one. And she's saying, I'll buy you a secondhand one. No, honey.
No.
No, it's a new one. You don't get to buy a secondhand one.
Okay, but hold on. You basically borrowed a secondhand suitcase.
It.
In theory, the fact that that suitcase was broken alone mm-hmm. is a secondhand suitcase. Mm-hmm. Not even, so a brand new suitcase to mm-hmm. me would have been intact. Four wheels, zip. Great, the lock, whatever, perfect. That's a great suitcase.
It
if I
usable.
Were to ruin that, then I feel like I need to replace it.
But it was brand new once,
but not when I was using it. When I was using it, it had a crack, janky wheel, and I was already concerned about it.
Mm.
When unfortunately it got snagged in the tarmac or whatever it was, little track that they use,
yeah.
and it busted the rest of your wheel. Had it been a fully intact wheel, the integrity would have been sound.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
Somebody said, I think she's the jerk. Doesn't matter how you got it. If you borrow stuff and something happens, you give it back in the same condition or go get or. See,
so I gave it back in the same condition. Broken.
Nah.
Broken. I gave it back in the same. It was broken.
That's a spin.
Mm-hmm. I did give it back in the same condition.
414-533-1037. This is tough because she didn't break it.
No, she didn't. And I'm going not to jerk.
But she took it and now it's her responsibility to replace it.
That is true. You do kind of assume that, don't you?
Okay, we'll take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Erica wants to know if she's a jerk because she borrowed her brother's suitcase and it was a little bit broken. She returned it fully broken. He wants a brand new one. She said, no way, dude. I'm not buying you a new one.
Fully and little mean nothing. The integrity was busted because it was broken when you gave it to me. Broken is broken.
It wasn't totally broken, though.
But Audrey, it was broken.
Audrey's calling this morning. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Audrey, you going jerk or no jerk with the broken suitcase today?
I'm going to go with jerk.
Ooh.
She's a jerk, huh? Why?
No, you got to explain yourself now.
So I'm going to say that she's a jerk because I understand it was probably a little busted when she got it. Mm-hmm. But one, she should have said something to her brother in regards to it already being busted. And two, when she got it from the airlines and it was already like super broken, she could have just did a claim, got a replacement bag, and just gave her brother the replacement bag and informed
Audrey.
Him what happened.
Mm-hmm. Audrey's saying do like when you get a rental car, do the walk around.
Inspections and pictures, maybe.
Do the inspection with the suitcase before you borrow it so that when you return it, you do the walk around again. And you go,
correct.
I'm sorry, but it was already, see here on the picture, sir, we had one wheel broken already. Sorry.
You got a checklist, like that scratch wasn't there on the initial checklist, sir.
Ding dong. Okay, so you say jerk today.
Yes.
All right, Audrey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. She's standing on business, too. She said, nah, jerk.
Well, Santino's on the phone this morning, so let's go ahead and pull him up because he had an opinion about this one.
Hey.
Santino, jerk or no jerk? She refuses to replace the suitcase.
Look. She's not a jerk. First off, she ain't no jerk because she gave him two options.
Ooh.
Being a total, you know what, that he's not taking his sister's options. She knew, and he knew that was already broken.
Yep.
One.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? My thing is return it in the same condition you got it. So if it's already broken, you go to the secondhand store and you get him one that's gently used. It's probably going to be an upgrade.
Right.
So meet him where he's at. And then she didn't, or he didn't want to make a claim. I'm pretty sure he put a claim on the last time, and he probably got paid out by the airlines and kept that money.
Ah, he might have, and he kept the suitcase too, and just kept using it.
Interesting. Okay, hey. But Santino, somebody wrote in and said, yes, jerk, because he did her a favor in the first place. No one knows who really broke it. You had it in your possession. You're responsible.
Are they saying the sister's lying and she broke it?
Mm-hmm, that she's the jerk, yeah.
Insinuating that doesn't matter, it's her fault.
They're saying it was in her possession. Man. Figure it out. You broke it. That's what they're saying.
I get that, but it's not like it was brand new. I love what Santino said. Hit the secondhand store. Hit you the Goodwill. Well, get you this. Bro, I had a suitcase. Beautiful suitcase, and it was actually cheap. Ended up busting on me. The wheels broke off. Mm. So what did I do? I went to Goodwill. I was like, I'm not going to pay for another suitcase.
Luggage is expensive.
Man, it was like a $40 suitcase. I looked it up after I found a business card inside of it.
Yeah.
It's a lawyer, quote unquote, lawyer suitcase. Things like $600. Bruh. Coming in the clutch. I use that suitcase to this day.
Don't you love when rich people take their stuff to Goodwill?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Somebody else texted in and said, jerk. I feel like the brother is a jerk and scamming his sister for a new suitcase.
Ooh,
what were you going to say, Santino? Yes. Go on.
Thank you. I was going to say that Ross ain't that cheap, though, for the suitcase. I ain't gonna lie, they'd be expensive.
Listen, Santino, nobody's cheap for suitcases.
Cheap, I swear to God.
We could do a whole topic on things that we pay way too much for. Luggage.
Exactly.
We'll expensive. Write that down for another day.
Thanks, Santino. You have a great day.
Appreciate you, fam. Hey, he says not the jerk. Mm-hmm.
Kira's in Milwaukee. She's gonna be the tiebreaker today because we have one jerk, one not the jerk. So, Kira, good morning.
Morning.
Well,
I'm gonna say not the jerk.
Ooh.
Because she could have offered to like pay maybe like a third or like half with him.
See, now you take my stuff and it's broken. Don't offer me a third.
You either replace it or you don't.
But could you imagine I break your stuff and I'm like, you know what? I'm so sorry, but here's a third of what it costs. Is that enough? Like, you'd look at me and be like, are you for real?
I mean, I guess I would.
You broke my stuff.
What about half? If they went halvesies on a new one.
You're only saying half because I offered a third. It sounds better than a third.
It does. It does sound better than a third.
But it's still whack.
It is still whack, but hear me out.
Come on.
The point is, I hear what you're saying.
I have a guilty conscience, and I wouldn't want that to always be a thing forever with my brother. So I would probably give it back and be like, hey, this happened. What do you want to do about it?
Right. You tell me what you want to do. It's your suitcase. Yeah. I hear that. But I love what she said on the front end because she said splitsies. Bruh, listen, you gave me a broken suitcase.
Yeah.
It's not fresh. It's not clean. It's not new. When I finish breaking it, I don't think I should buy you a completely functioning suitcase now.
You hear what you just said? When I finish breaking it.
Yeah. Because you started, I finished. It's just what it is. Unfortunately, I don't feel like I should pay full for a new suitcase when you already broke half of it. I'll pay my half. No. I'll pay my half I broke.
Listen, you guys are shady, okay? I love your spin, DZ, but no thanks. Okay, thanks for calling, Kira.
Have a good day. Bye. y'all are shiesty.
Texted in, I was in almost the exact same situation. Borrowed a suitcase that was in good condition from a friend. When I got it back at the end of the flight, the handle was cracked. I picked it up and the handle completely ripped off.
Oof.
I ended up buying her a new suitcase, Black Friday deal from Kohl's. She didn't expect a replacement, but these things happen.
It does happen, and it is nice if you can replace dude, but like we've been saying, these suitcases are a tax, man.
Well, that's not the jerk for refusing to buy. I can't believe she broke the suitcase. She broke the half-broken suitcase, and everyone's like, nope, you don't have to buy another one.
It's like, nah, you good, Ma. That's your brother. That's your brother. It don't matter.
All these people, wait till somebody breaks your stuff. I want you to see.
Mm.
Just wait. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.